This example illustrates the two pointer-related operators as well as a pointer-related format specifier for the printf statement. What I'm doing here is I'm declaring an integer I, initializing it to 7, and then I declare ip to be a pointer to an integer. That's the role of the asterisk in the declaration. So ip is a pointer to an integer. It is initialized with the address of I. So I holds a 7, ip holds an address, which happens to be the place in memory where I is located. So we have two ways of getting at that memory. One is, of course, just referencing the variable I. And another would be to indirectly go through the pointer variable ip. So we can do that here. First, I'll print out the pointer itself, and that is with the %p format specifier. Whenever you see a %p, you'll know that it's going to print the corresponding argument to printf as an address, and most platforms print that as a hexadecimal number. And then the next argument is star ip, and that's an integer. Since ip is a pointer to an integer, then the contents that it's pointing at, star ip, is an integer. Now, I can actually change what is in that location, as I said, in two ways. I could use I could say I equals 8, for example, but I can also go through the pointer. So in the next line, I'm saying star ip equals 8. And to show you that that actually makes the change, then I'm going to print out again what is in the contents of the address that IP is pointing to, and you can see it now contains an 8. And if you were to print out I, you would also see that it's an 8, because it's the same place in memory.